7:44, just about 7:45. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, this weekend, they've been doing it for a long time, and they'll do it again. Coming up this Saturday, the Letter Carriers, their annual Stamp Out Hunger, the food drive coming up this weekend. Joining us to talk more about it, not only Tony Ball from the Galesburg Post Office. Tony, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us again. Also, we got Diane Copeland from the Fish Food Pantry, and that's who the beneficiary is locally of this event. Diane, thanks for coming in this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start again. Tony, how many years has this been going on now?
This is the 27th year.
Wow.
So yes.
Been doing it for
and
a
Galesburg,
while.
And Galesburg's been doing it since the beginning, so, and the town has been awesome in supporting us during this event. So.
You know, we were talking about this earlier. I don't think there's, because a lot of people do food drives. We do our own here at the radio stations that benefit the fish food pantries. There is not an easier way that people can participate.
Right, right. Just send it out by your mailbox.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, it's so simple. You know. And again, collecting non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry locally here. So, Diane, let me talk to you a little bit about the Fish Food Pantry. I think people probably don't realize the amount of people that use that service each week.
Oh, that's correct. We are very busy at Fish. On a daily basis, we serve probably 25, 30 families. Sometimes it's 40, sometimes it's 15. Over the course of the year, though, we average between 14,000 to 15,000 individuals.
Wow.
That is a duplicated number. Some people come once a month. Sometimes, they come, we can only come once a month, but sometimes they come once a year. Sometimes it's multiple times. And once every 30 days, they can come. And it's about 6,000 families per year.
Wow.
That we serve. Duplicated, yeah. Count again.
Well, and I know you will take any non-perishable food items you can get, but are there times where there are particular things that you're in need of, or particular types of food that you're in need of?
Well, actually, for food drives, non-perishable is the very best way to go. Soups, vegetables, peanut butter, always the mac and cheese, the helper dinners. Those are kind of our basics that we stock in the pantry. We have recently gone to choice, where now our guests get a choice when they come in. They get to walk through the pantry and pick out what they want. You know, we have our signs up for limitations, but that's one nice thing I was telling Tony about the food drive is when we purchase food in bulk, we do that. I mean, it's corn, beans, peas, but now we've got a larger variety for them to choose from. So it's more like your grocery store experience where you've got more items on the shelf to choose from.
And I suppose that the people that are using the service, it makes them feel a little bit better about having that choice too.
Oh, sure. They love it. They absolutely love it. And so.
Diane Copeland with the Fish Food Pantry, the president there, joining us this morning. Tony Ball, of course, with the Galesburg Post Office, the 27th annual Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive going on this Saturday. Okay, so Tony, let's talk about what goes on, what happens. I mean, as we said, it couldn't be any easier. Whatever non-perishable food items, you might even have already something at home as long as it's not expired.
Right.
Just put it in a bag, right?
It can be expired.
Oh, it can be expired, really?
Actually, we're into rescuing food.
Really? And there's food rescue now. Okay, go ahead. Tell me about that. I didn't know that.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. If you go through your pantry, I mean, those cans of veggies, 4 or 5 years, they're fine. As long as your can isn't bulged or rusty. People throw away a lot of food. I was guilty of this myself. I don't do that anymore. I mean, it's not unless there's a true expiration date on it. But most non-perishables don't say expired by. They say best by.
That's true, because I guess otherwise they would not be non-perishable, right?
That's correct.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that they say
correct.
Best by. I never thought. Okay, so here we go, Tony. Let's start over again. So non-perishable. Let's just say all non-perishables, unless it's a true expired on.
Or, we don't need your home cooking in a jar.
Right.
We can't take that.
Yeah.
Although some of it looks pretty good that we have picked up. But, I mean, I always say think of the children, and what they do like to eat, because all those breakfast and lunch programs are kind of gone through the summer months, which helps the Fish Food Pantry. But, I mean, we deliver cards and bags. Everybody's got plastic bags at home, sacks, the reusable bags. We've had everything stuck out there. So, I mean, just put it out there by your mailbox. You could put it out early. I've got several truck drivers that are going to be driving around the neighborhoods to help our carriers out because it is quite hard to carry mail and be carrying food in their bags. So, but it's so simple. It's just crazy easy.
Yeah. Put it in a bag, set it out. That's I mean, if you're, and we say this all the time, if you happen to be doing some shopping between now and Saturday, pick up a few extra little things. And the great thing is a lot of these non-perishables are so cheap. You mentioned the mac and cheese, Diane, some of the vegetables. It's so cheap. I mean, you know, if you spend $5, that can be a lot of food for somebody.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. So how about, let me ask you this, Tony, because I know monetarily, I mean, people give, you know, cash to the Fish Food Pantry. Is that something that you guys, I mean, will you accept that, or would you
We have a lot of people will set it sometimes in their mailbox and mark it for the food drive because they don't, most of them don't have time to go to the store or anything. And what we do is we turn that over to Fish and we kind of change it into pounds is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, so many pounds per, you know, so many dollars.
Yeah.
And then that's how we recalculate it to us. But then the money that's sent goes to Fish. So.
Well, I guess that's a great thing, Diane, with Fish. When cash comes in, you guys can go to the Riverbend Food Bank of the Quad Cities, and what you can get for a dollar is a whole lot more than what we can get for a dollar going to our local grocery stores.
That is correct. We can turn your dollar into $5, actually. Any donated food that we purchase from Riverbend is 20 cents per pound. And we do that a lot. We purchase as many donated items off of our shopping list from them as possible. So, and Fish spends on the average of $100,000 per year on food. So that's another way that this food drive helps us stock our pantry. That's
And I guess like Tony, you said the timing of it, because like we do our drive in, you know, just before the holidays in November and December. But now with summer coming up, and I'm guessing, you know, like you said, Tony, the children, we have, you know, Blessings in a Backpack and a lot of those programs going on. Well, kids are out of school. They don't have school lunches. They don't have a lot more people. I guess the need goes up, Diane, at this
Correct.
Time. Yeah.
We try to keep some kid-friendly foods. You know, we always try to have something that they could make a lunch of their own, like peanut butter, jelly, crackers, you know, or lunch meat, cheese. So anyone can put, you know, some cheese and bologna and a sandwich and make their own meal also. So
this Saturday, the 27th annual Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Tony, it's such a great thing you guys doing. Like you said, it's awfully hard because you're out there delivering, so you're carrying mail.
Right.
So you bring extra staff in that will go and actually do the pickup. So, but it's great that, and you have to have staff that's willing to do that. That's a great thing as well, that you're all willing to help out.
In Galesburg, of course, our branch consists of Galesburg, Kewaunee, Knoxville, Wyoming, and Monmouth now. And so we're kind of covering that territory, and each city covers their own. Yesterday, I had Diane come in with me to a service talk, and all the people that their day off is Saturday, you know, most of them are just like, hey, you know, that's my day off. But they all come up and volunteered to drive around and help pick up food, and it was wonderful. So we got quite a few volunteers, and you'll see us out in the streets, and if we're picking up your food, we'll have a Stamp Out Hunger sign on the side of the truck, so you'll know that we are with the food drive. So, and most of, course, I'll be wearing one of my postal shirts anyway, so you'll know who I am. But
so, for somebody, say, like they're in an apartment building and you know, they have the mailboxes inside, go ahead, just set it, like, out on the step still, or
yeah, just,
or,
yeah, don't set it up by your apartment doors, because, you know, unless we go up there, we won't know.
Right.
Or if you see the postal truck coming through there, you know, take it out there. Or if you're going by the post office, bring it up to the post office, to the front window, or to the back dock. If you're going to be out and about and you want to do that, that's great. If you've got a curbline mailbox, set it down by your mailbox, put it in your mailbox. It's so simple. It's just, it's crazy. Yeah. And we just drive down the roads and look for the bags. And and we've gone to the bags, and sometimes they're, you know, stuff for your lawn and stuff.
Well, so we don't want that.
Try to put that aside.
Yeah, put them in separate areas, so again, and we found out something new. Non-perishable food items, if they just say best buy, those are okay, even though that date has passed. That means they have not perished. They just maybe not be the same quality they were, but then again, they might be still.
Correct. You know, the taste might be a little off, you know, not as good, but there's nothing wrong with that food.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
and when somebody's hungry, food is food. Mm-hmm. It all tastes good.
That is correct.
Exactly.
That's correct.
So it's this Saturday, and again, put your stuff out, again, by your mailbox, on your step. Now, Tony, did you say, will you guys be delivering the bags again this year?
Yeah, we did all that stuff yesterday.
That's what I thought. So you can use those bags or whatever other bags that that you have at home,
that
plastic
bag
or otherwise.
Plus three or four other bags would be great.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? People picking up don't mind. They know they're going to get a workout, but that's all right. All right. Well, again, great need at the Fish Food Pantry. And again, Tony, thank you to you guys and the Postal Service and all the help you do give to the community. Diane, you as well. Thank you for what you and Fish Food Pantry do for our community.
Well, thank you.